local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Welcome you to a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now. It is Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 3 hours, 2 minutes, 50 minutes more specifically. Pretty nice afternoon, bit of on the warm side as well, but a lot to get to here as we get closer towards the end of the week. Already getting some texts about some traffic in the Pace area, so we'll get Austin in on that. He's already nodding his head like, yes, Joe, I already know about this. So we'll,
unfortunately,
we'll find out what's going on there in just a matter of moments. We will, as we always do, start with today's top three stories. Number one, Alberto has moved on shore and has begun to fade away, but hazards from it are still existing along the Texas coastline.
We're still seeing some significant impacts along our coast and in our bays, around 3 feet of inundation.
That is Tyler Castillo from the National Weather Service. He says the beaches in Corpus Christi are closed still. And in addition to the flooding, there is increased risk of rip currents. Another system is expected to develop in the Gulf this weekend and bring similar hazards to the state early next week. The U.S. is sending air defense missiles to Ukraine meant for other countries. The White House's decision comes as Ukraine defends itself against Russian assaults targeting its energy infrastructure. White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby confirmed the new plan today. And a pretty interesting one here locally that we just learned about this afternoon. Another high-profile race in Escambia County will be won unopposed. Today it was announced that Bruce Childers did not qualify to run against Escambia Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender. According to Bender's office, Childers' full and public financial disclosure, also known as the Form 6, was not provided in time for the qualifying deadline. Childers is the husband of Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers. According to EscambiaVotes.com, Childers has spent $42,000 this month, the vast majority of it on political advertising. A total of $100,000 in campaign funds was a loan from himself. So pretty interesting development there this week. We'll get more local headlines coming up here in a few minutes. Traffic and weather together now, followed by today's history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much, Joe. Let's see here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So yes, as Joe mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, we do have some traffic. If you're trying to get into Pace, coming from basically UWF's main campus, just on the other side of the water there, from UWF's main campus all the way to basically over the entirety of the bridge, we've got some very heavy backups there that could hold you up for a little bit. Outside of that, it's just a bit more. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, reports of a disabled car.
Oh.
Is what the linchpin is there, along with construction on the bridge there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like an accident or not or something. Yeah. I didn't want to commit to anything because we didn't get a report. But okay, thank you for letting me know. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit starting to develop on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And then it's just going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola currently. Still got a high surf advisory going until this evening. Then it's going to be a slight chance of showers as we get into tonight, but it should be mostly clear going into tomorrow, and tonight's going to have a low of 75. That's your traffic and weather together, and now time for your history of the Blues. This history of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum.
Shortly after the 1946 Omaha Air Show, the Blue Angels made the transition from the Grumman F6F Hellcat to the sleek Grumman F8F Bearcat, the world's fastest piston engine plane. They took delivery from the Grumman factory on Long Island, New York, and on August 15, 1946, they headed back to NAS Jacksonville on what was supposed to be a nonstop flight. But a little over a third of the way there, each plane experienced trouble controlling the trim of the aircraft. They radioed NAS Norfolk, explained their troubles, and asked permission to land. A few minutes later, NAS Norfolk radioed back that Grumman had called to say the planes were unsafe to fly. Not the kind of information a pilot likes to receive when flying about a mile in the air. The problem was that, having taken off the guns, ammunition cans, and armor, the center of gravity was thrown way off as fuel was burned. But they managed to land, safely refuel, and continued to Jacksonville, this time stopping frequently to top off their fuel tanks. Adding 50 pounds of lead ballast corrected the problem, and with only 15 hours of practice in the planes, the Blue Angels performed at a Denver air show in their new Bearcats. It was in these new Bearcats that the Blue Angels developed what would become their trademark four-plane diamond formation. 5 weeks later, tragedy struck. On September 29, 1946, during an air show celebrating their move from Cecil Field to their new home base of NAS Jacksonville, more than 6,000 visitors watched in horror as Lieutenant Robbie Robinson's plane crashed into the runway. He was completing a series of vertical diving rolls and started to make a high G pullout at 600 miles per hour. Suddenly, the left outboard wing section of his Bearcat sheared off. The plane slammed into the runway, leaving a 12-foot crater. It was the Blue Angels' first fatality. Robinson was mourned by the remaining Blue Angels, but 6 days later, they performed a successful air show in Oakland, California, and continued their 31 shows around the country, including performances at NAS Pensacola and at Whiting Field in Milton. I'll be back with more after this.
You were cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach Speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the flight deck store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
The Blue Angels shoot down an enemy aircraft during their exhibition. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest vanilla cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, spend the evening with your neighbors at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. Come for the art from local vendors, live music, food, and fun. See gallerynightpensacola.org. The Bushlight Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. Check out the action at Flounders Saturday 2 to 7 and Sunday noon to 6. See pensacolasports.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Every few thousand years, come true of man's greatest fears. All the living things Mother Nature brings to tears. When the bombs are bursting in the air.
421 here, hour number one on a Thursday. Welcome into Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Busy first hour here, of course, the history of the Blue Angels taking up a bit longer time than we usually have. So we'll get caught up with our local headlines right now and also some state headlines as well. Pensacola police today say they're investigating a drive-by shooting. It happened this afternoon at around 1:30 near West Gonzales and North L Streets. PPD spokesman Mike Wood tells us a 21-year-old man was shot in the head, initially taken to a hospital in serious condition, and then later died. We do not have any information about any suspects or suspect vehicle right now. But yeah, it's a tough one there earlier this afternoon. Also, we talked to PPD spokesman Mike Wood earlier today about the SWAT incident that happened earlier this week. The Bearcat tactical vehicle that the Pensacola Police Department has ordered is not in yet, so they had to borrow the sheriff's office.
You know, anything could go wrong, and with nine children in the house, it could have been horrific. But the officers on scene, the patrol officers on scene, did a fantastic job with that. And then, like I said, once the negotiators and SWAT got on scene, the individual surrendered without incident. So that's how we want to see it turn out.
Yeah, and that was 34-year-old David Rutledge, who was arrested after an hours-long standoff that originated late Sunday night and ended early Monday morning. PPD SWAT team was able to utilize the Sheriff's Office Bearcat tactical vehicle while Pensacola police still wait for theirs to come in. 423 here at News Radio Pensacola. Look at our weather. Here's Alan Strum.
The heat is on, and we've got another hot day on Friday with highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Sunshine Friday and really not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower. But over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we've got about a 30% chance for rain. Not all-day rain, but a chance that something does pop up. And it will be upper 80s to low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, we still have some backups. If you are coming from UWF, where North Davis meets Scenic, and start traveling over the water trying to get into Pace, it does look like some of the congestion has died down a bit. Joe, you said this was a disabled car, correct?
Yes, right by the construction.
Yeah, that, and I mean, I drive that construction route quite often. It is pretty dicey as is, so that's pretty rough. Hopefully, though, it should die down sooner rather than later. Then it's going to be Pine Forest if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. So basically all of just the usual spots where we see minor congestion at this time.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around Florida, Governor DeSantis is signing two pro-veteran bills today. House Bill 725 expands the eligibility for admissions to a veteran's long-term care facility
to include spouses and surviving spouses of qualifying veterans.
So that is part of House Bill 725. DeSantis also signed House Bill 1329. That programs and expands benefits to help veterans transition to civilian life. It requires middle and high school students get history lessons on Veterans and Memorial Day, and it gives free hunting and fishing licenses to all disabled vets.
And the state of Florida is appealing a ruling that struck down a ban on sex change treatment for children. Rick Hoschel has details.
The state filed the appeal in response to a ruling last week by U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle. He ruled the state law banning puberty blockers and hormone therapy for children was unconstitutional. The law also included restrictions for adults trying to access the same treatments. State also wants Hinkle's ruling placed on hold pending the appeal. I'm Rick Hoschel.
Federal prosecutors are charging four men in a fentanyl poisoning case. Attorney Roger Hanberg says they're facing charges that could put them away for 20 years to life.
One pill can kill. Drug traffickers know that. And in my experience, they will not stop unless they are arrested and prosecuted.
And prosecutors say the suspects are part of a drug ring that delivered fentanyl to an 18-year-old USF student who was found dead in his dorm room in February. Hanberg says the victim believed he was getting a Percocet pill. Detectives also seized at least 1,500 fentanyl pills from those suspects.
And gas prices across Florida starting to trend upward after a three-week decline. AAA says that fuel costs went up by 4 cents overnight, bringing the current state average to $3.36 per gallon. That's a nearly 10-cent jump since this time last week.
Looking here at national news, the Supreme Court is upholding a Trump-era tax on foreign investments. The 2017 law was backed by Republicans and actually had support from the Biden administration. It was meant to stop Americans shielding their foreign earnings from U.S. taxes and to help finance Trump's sweeping tax cuts. A Washington couple who brought the case argued the law was unconstitutional. The justices voted 7-2.
And Joe, when we're right, we're right. Less than one day after the governor of Louisiana signed a bill that mandates the display of the Ten Commandments in school classrooms, there's already a lawsuit to strike it down. The ACLU is suing. In a statement, the civil rights group says that the law violates the separation of church and state and is unconstitutional, but backers say that the Bible verses have historical significance. Back in the 1980s, the Supreme Court struck down a similar law in Kentucky, saying it had no secular purpose.
You know, it's interesting because, of course, this was going to happen.
Yeah.
My only legal knowledge and expertise is from watching Suits. I've said that before. But
so we're experts.
It seems to me that I'm basically a Harvard-educated lawyer, basically.
Yeah, indirectly. Sure.
But it seems to me that lawsuits are like hundreds or if not thousands of pages. Especially something like this, right? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's only a page or two.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that when things these organizations like the ACLU and a NAACP and just others that we hear of filing lawsuits over stuff all the time, I just wonder if, like, the people that work for them
are prepared.
Obviously they are. But it's like, do they spend their day just coming up with lawsuits to just have in their back pocket if and when something happens? Like, let's say, like, they all meet on Monday in a conference room at 8:30 as they start their week, and they say, hey, what would be a plausible scenario that we may need to file a lawsuit for?
Yeah.
And everybody come up with 5 ideas, get those lawsuits ready to go. And yeah. Then when it happens, they just, here it is. We just drop it.
Well, and that's the thing, because this just isn't any case. I mean, this is their bread and butter. I mean, this is what the ACLU is all about. So I'm sure they had something holstered. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not be on the debate stage alongside Biden and Trump next week. The independent presidential candidate failed to qualify for the June 27th debate hosted by CNN in Atlanta. Kennedy did not hit CNN's polling threshold of 15% in at least 4 approved national polls. He also fell short of the network's ballot criteria. Kennedy's campaign has filed a Federal Election Commission complaint against CNN and the Biden and Trump campaigns.
Senate Democrats are continuing their push for reproductive rights.
Voting on reproductive freedom is a show us who you are vote. And all month long, Senate Republicans have shown everyone just how out of touch they have become with the mainstream. Hopefully, votes like this force them to change over a period of time.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he plans to put legislation to reestablish a national right to abortion on the floor soon that would coincide with the second anniversary of the decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. A few more national stories, a look at what's happening in the sports world tonight as well. Coming up next.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Some senators introducing a bill to add Russia to a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
I rest my case.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal tapping into his experience as a trial lawyer by holding up a picture of Russian President Vladimir Putin in North Korea, arguing that's evidence for his colleagues to back his bipartisan bill with Senator Lindsey Graham.
The list currently includes North Korea, Cuba, Syria, and Iran. The California Supreme Court removing a measure from the November ballot today would have made it more challenging to raise taxes in the state.
It would have required voter approval for tax increases passed by state lawmakers.
The measure, dubbed the Taxpayer Protection and Government Accountability Act, the court finding it to be illegal, noting it would substantially alter our basic plan of government.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Los Angeles, America's listening to Fox News.
Robinson with your money now. Better than expected first quarter earnings were not enough to lift shares of Kroger towards gains today. Amid a larger concern over their pharmacy business, Kroger posted net income of $947 million or $1.29 a share. That's off 3 cents from last year's first quarter pace. Kroger is currently down 3% in after hours trading. Snapchat reportedly will pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit that claimed the company discriminated against female employees, failed to prevent workplace sexual harassment, and retaliated against women who complained. The agreement is subject to court approval. Stocks today were a mixed bag during Thursday's session. The Dow Jones gained nearly 300 points. The S&P 500 was off 13, and the Dow was down 140. Oil futures rose to $82 a barrel. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. Angie makes it easier than ever to get your home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. I have no clue as to how good Bronny James will be in the NBA. What I do expect is that the Lakers will draft him. I'm not buying Rich Paul claiming that LeBron James has moved off the idea of playing on the same team as his son, and I fully believe that LeBron is pulling every string behind the scenes to have Bronny in the same locker room as him for this upcoming season. I'm Zach Gelb.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feed More Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feed More Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discount and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Speaking of waiting on the 1205, it's not called that, but so a lot of people are finding themselves if they're trying to get to Pace.
Yeah.
This afternoon, another texter. So we had a report of a disabled vehicle.
Right.
Also, a texter saying that the right lane is closed on the bridge with the construction happening. So yeah, could be a little bit of both going on there. Well, double whammy.
Well, and that's the thing. I was just about to say that, actually. While we were on break, I had a caller drop in and say the exact same thing.
All right.
We are down to one lane in the construction area. And he said it looked like the traffic was backing up onto the split between North Davis and Nine Mile. Looking at our map, that is exactly what we have. We also have a little bit of traffic just starting to spill onto Scenic. So very heavy congestion in that area there still. Along with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards Nine Mile, Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and I think Caroline Street. Oh, look at that. There's some good news to finish this traffic update on. Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River, has seemingly cleared up.
Woo. All right, very good.
The heat is on, and we've got another hot day on Friday with highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Sunshine Friday, and really not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower. But over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we've got about a 30% chance for rain. Not all-day rain, but a chance that something does pop up. And it will be upper 80s to low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. I did also want to share some updated information. Just got a text message from PPD's officer Mike Wood. There was, of course, a shooting that led to the death of a 22-year-old man earlier this afternoon. Happened at the corner of M and Gonzales Streets. The victim, now identified as 22-year-old Terrell Owens, Terrell Omar Owens of Pensacola. Wood says they are looking for a late model white SUV. The suspects, possibly three of them, exited the SUV and began firing with multiple weapons at the victim, who was struck in the head. So that is the very latest there from Pensacola Police. If you, of course, have any information, anything at all, whether you think it's something or not, you can contact Pensacola Police or Crime Stoppers there. 4:40 now, looking at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Austin, anything catching your eye?
Well, we do have a couple of headlines going on here, starting with the MLB, their Negro League tribute game at Rickwood Field. That's going to be between the Giants and Cardinals. Is going to be at 6:15 tonight on Fox. And we did also have the College World Series, the final or championship final, whatever, is set, and it's all SEC between Tennessee and Texas A&M. As we touched on late last night, the Volunteers beat the Seminoles 7-2, and the Aggies beat Florida for the second time this postseason, shutting them out 6-0. Game one will be Saturday night at 6:30 on ESPN. And then it's going to be in the NBA, the Lakers moving forward with J.J. Redick as their new head coach. He's agreed to a four-year deal. Redick was a star at Duke before spending 15 seasons in the NBA, and he most recently served as the lead analyst on ESPN's NBA broadcast. Any, good hire or not? He knows ball. I think he could be a player's coach. But as I said it when they fired Darvin Ham, the issue goes beyond the whole coaching thing.
Well, it's definitely, yeah, you're right about that. Redick is pretty easily as far as I can tell, the least qualified person to ever receive a head coaching job in the NBA.
The Jeff Saturday of the NBA.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Do I think that... It's different for different sports because, you know, basically as a head coach, you're more of a man manager, right, than you are. Now, of course, there's coaches in the NFL that are big X's and O's person, and, of course, you have to know that too. But the dynamic in the NBA, because of how much power that the stars have, is you're trying to manage egos and you're trying to come up with a system and an offense that works, but it's really about the players.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, initially I'm hugely skeptical of this, but on the other hand, the Lakers have gone the route of established big name coaches recently that didn't work either. And of course the most important player on their team is LeBron James, and ultimately whether a coach makes it or not is how they jive with LeBron. So
yeah. I mean that's very true.
Yeah, I don't know.
But a lot of coaches, it's really weird, or a lot of former players rather, their coaching prowess doesn't bleed over even when they do have a lot of talent on the team. And Steve Nash is a great example with what he had in Brooklyn.
That, you know, Brad Stevens was able to make it work after, I mean, he was a good coach. But he was like, all right, I've had enough of this. I would be better served going into the front office and using my skills that way. But it's just a different vibe in the NBA. The Fox coverage of the Negro League tribute game at Rickwood Field has started. Of course, a lot of tributes to Willie Mays that we'll see tonight. I see Josh Gibson, a lot going on there. Of course, it was what? Maybe 3-4 weeks ago where Major League Baseball made the decision to integrate the statistics from the Negro Leagues as part of Major League Baseball's all-time record. So, you know, we'll, I'm sure, hear about that. The Giants, fittingly, the San Francisco Giants and the Cardinals are playing in that game, and that starts at 6:15 on Fox there.
Yes, and Denver head coach Sean Payton, now having a familiar face within the organization, the Broncos hired David Shaw as a senior personal executive. They worked together as offensive assistants back for the Eagles in the back in the late 90s. The 51-year-old Shaw is most remembered for his time at the collegiate level, though, with the Stanford Cardinal. He coached multiple NFL stars as an offensive coordinator and later head coach, including Andrew Luck and Christian McCaffrey. So quite a resume there. Don't know how much power he's going to have within the organization with that position, but you know, we'll see. If you can get the Broncos winning again, that alone is impressive. Then we've got another U.S. 3-on-3 Olympic team player getting hurt.
Yeah.
Atlanta Dream guard Ryan Howard sprained her ankle while driving to the basket against the Minnesota Lynx yesterday. The first player to get hurt was LA Sparks forward Cameron Brink. We just touched on it like yesterday, I think. She tore her ACL while driving to the basket. So just a couple of unfortunate events there. And then we've got the 2024 Copa America tournament that's getting underway in Atlanta. The opening match features Lionel Messi and Argentina against Canada tonight at 7 p.m. on FS1. The U.S. will play their first match against Bolivia on Sunday afternoon. Joe, you're a soccer guy. Who do you got? Who you got in
these?
Oh,
boy.
You know more than I do, so I'll take your answer. I'll take your answer.
I mean, the favorite I would think would have to be Argentina.
Understandably. I don't watch soccer, and even I probably would have guessed that.
I'm going to go with a surprise team. Let's go with Brazil.
Oh.
A soccer minnow. No history with Brazil.
Yeah. I'll go for the U.S. just because, you know.
Yeah. USA all the
USA,
way.
USA, yeah. America, as they say. 4:45 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. Believe it or not, we still got those problems. If you are traveling where North Davis meets Scenic and you're coming over the water heading towards Pace, still got some heavy backups over the bridge there. Be on the lookout for that. Also a little bit on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Same with Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last couple of spots beyond that are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And we do have an accident report. This is on Caroline Street. This is going to be just west of Cardinal Street. It doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups, though.
All right, here's a look at the forecast.
Hot again on Friday with highs running in the mid to low 90s. Sunshine Friday and not much of a chance for any rain, but over the weekend, we might see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Rain chance this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, runs at about 30%, and high temps over the weekend, upper 80s to low 90s, kind of a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. Lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:46 now at News Radio Pensacola. Today officially marks the first official day of summer. The summer solstice, the longest day of the year north of the equator. So that means 14 hours of sunlight today. So get out and enjoy it. Temperatures, of course, already feeling like summer.
Yeah, no surprise there. Not only that, I remember when Steve and I did the show back in December, we got to the day of winter
solstice.
Was
it the winter solstice, the shortest day, when it was dark at like 2 p.m.?
And I was going to try to give Steve like a fun fact on, you know, do you know what the winter solstice is? And he's like, of course I do.
Of course.
And he told me, and I'm like, well, I'm glad
any
one of us knew.
Any self-respecting person over the age of 8 should know that. Awesome.
Well, I didn't. Inflation will reportedly outpace take-home pay for the next few years. I now am aware of that. New research from MoneyWise found that 97% of job pay failed to keep up with inflation over the past 5 years. MoneyWise also noted that home prices have also jumped by an average of 56% in that time period.
Disputes over credit card charges are surging as shoppers learn just how easy it is to get your money back. Aaron Rayall has more.
Consumers disputed over 100 million credit card charges last year, worth an estimated $11 billion. When cardholders file a dispute, card companies often give them a temporary credit for the amount in question while they investigate the claim. They then pull those funds from the merchant's account. Card companies streamlined the dispute process early in the pandemic to help customers who wanted to get their money back for canceled plans. Before then, customers had to call their credit card company to file a dispute and document their claim. Now, disputing a charge is as simple as clicking a couple buttons in an app. Aaron Rayall, NBC News Radio.
And some local science news here. UWF celebrated the planting of a moon tree seedling that flew around the moon on NASA's Artemis 1 mission in 2022. UWF was selected from hundreds of organizations that applied to receive a seedling. NASA chose institutions based on criteria that evaluated their suitability to care for the various tree species and their ability to maximize educational opportunities around the life and growth of the tree in their communities.
Austin, there's sad news in the area of Hollywood, California.
I know.
The iconic fast food restaurant known as Arby's on Sunset Boulevard. It's the one with the big neon, big brown cowboy hat. It's closing after 55 years.
I would always get the 2-for-6 meal, and now that they're taking it down, it just breaks my heart.
A heartbroken citizen there. What's the matter?
Nothing. Just finish the story. I'll tell you in a second.
All right. The owner says she's been struggling to keep the place open since the pandemic, but the new $20 per hour minimum wage and other required expenses did the restaurant in. All right, go ahead.
Our first pop culture headline is actor Donald Sutherland, dead at the age of 88.
Yeah.
And he's known for his roles in the Hunger Games franchise, Dirty Dozen, MASH, Animal House, so on and so forth. His son Kiefer said that he believes his dad is one of the most important actors in the history of film, and I agree. When you said sad news coming out of Hollywood,
I thought you were going to make that segue.
Then I hear this man say Arby's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay. That just caught me off guard in a morbid way.
That's me not looking at the big picture.
Yeah. Joe did not read the room on that one. But it's okay. You can go ahead. About Yellowstone.
Are you familiar with Donald Sutherland? I will admit, I think I've seen him in a couple things. I did not know that I should have probably that Kiefer Sutherland was his son.
Any self-respecting person over the age of 8,
which is incredible because one of my favorite TV shows is 24.
Yeah, well, I mean that's the thing. I was familiar with that. I know him from like another thing that he played a smaller role in was like Horrible Bosses. I know he played Jason Sudeikis as his boss.
I saw it, but yeah, He's been in a lot of stuff, but not a lot of stuff that I have either seen or have seen often. My apologies on that one. Yellowstone's final episodes will land on Paramount on November 10th, whether or not Kevin Costner is involved. The Western is currently filming the second part of its fifth season in Montana. And besides NFL Sunday Night Football, it was the most watched series of 2022 to 2023. Costner on the Today Show says that he would return to the show under the right circumstances, which probably has to do with money.
If I had to guess, yes. And lastly, here very quickly, next month, Jelly Roll, finally performing in Canada. He's never actually performed internationally before because his prior felonies have kept him from getting a passport to book gigs elsewhere. His first show is to support the Heather Winterstein Foundation, which is dedicated to offering Indigenous youth support for mental health and addictions. 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, recap of our top three stories along with wacky stories and good news next.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
All the big national news in a conversation with Muckley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
They call me the breeze. I keep blowing down the road. They call me the breeze.
4:53 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Happy summer solstice day. We've got 14 hours of sunlight today. Austin, what is the winter solstice again?
It's the shortest day.
Do you know how much hours of sunlight we usually get on that day off the top of your head?
Was it in the script? Because if so, I did
no,
not pay
it
attention.
Wasn't.
Oh, then I don't know.
All right. But yes.
so you weren't going to give me
I'm
the answer?
I'm happy on this day. No, yeah, I don't know either.
I didn't even know what the winter solstice was until it came around and Steve had to embarrass me on air.
Right,
I didn't.
Right.
How would I remember the time?
Well, you know, in fairness, Steve has been around since the 1890s. He has seen a lot. He knows a lot. And, yeah, you get into a conversation with him about anything, really.
Right.
And he's like, and it's not just that he knows about it. Somehow, like, he was there.
You are
because,
right.
Because, I mean, he's been in radio for decades, and he's moved around a lot. He's from New York and lived all over the country. But, yeah, I think that's the most fascinating thing about Steve is that it's like he is, like, the real-life Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and when you hear about, like, you know, wisdom in the older folks, like, he's the person you're talking about.
But, yeah, like, in certain points in history, there is a video camera. It's like the scene in... the scenes in the first Willy Wonka movie where Slugworth, whenever the kids win, and he's there to say, hey, give me the secret on the everlasting gobstopper. Steve was there for, like, all of the events that happen. He was just there.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. Just the other day, he was telling me about how awesome it was to cover the Apollo Saturn V launches on the way to the moon.
Yeah, he does know a lot about space. He has that experience with that.
Yeah.
I once got the history of Jerusalem from Steve. Yes, yes, he talked to me about that.
Now, how far? Now, are we going back to like King Solomon on that one? Or
yeah, he's talking about like the history of Jerusalem.
Yeah, like I said, he's a
very knowledgeable
encyclopedia.
Guy.
Encyclostevia.
There we go. Oh, there you go, buddy. Just past 4:55. We got to get this out of the way quick. One last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. Still got some very heavy backups, basically starting at UWF and going over the bridge to Pace. Basically about the halfway point on that bridge over the water there. Still very heavily backed up. Down to one lane. And of course, we've got construction over there as well. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. All the usual hitters. Oh, and then it's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
All right. Update on the forecast. Here's Alan.
The heat is on, and we've got another hot day on Friday with highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Sunshine Friday and really not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower. But over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we've got about a 30% chance for rain. Not all day rain, but a chance that something does pop up. And it will be upper 80s to low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at some wacky stories today, Austin, a woman in New Zealand is taking or did take her boyfriend to court after he failed to take her to the airport, causing her to miss her flight. Because her boyfriend forgot to come pick her up, she had to wait until the next day to travel to her destination and ended up missing a concert she planned to go to. No word if that was Taylor Swift. and not perhaps not surprisingly to anybody, the couple is no longer together. They have broken up.
I will say, if there's any artist that's going to cause that kind of rift over a missed concert, it will be a Taylor Swift, like a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Florida man found a bank's doors unlocked, so he did what just about all of us would do in that situation. He took it as an invitation to try to take as much money as he could.
And by the way, this was after hours, so the bank was closed, but the doors were unlocked.
Yes. He went through some drawers, but couldn't find any money, that is, so he left empty-handed. 33-year-old Colton was still arrested and is charged with burglary of an unoccupied structure. I mean, yeah, just because you didn't come away with anything doesn't mean you didn't have malicious intent.
Yes, that's right. Also, a freshman on the Florida Gators basketball team is now one of the two tallest basketball players in the world.
Yep, I heard about this guy.
Now, he's from Canada, so I am assuming the Canadian pronunciation here would be appropriate.
Okay.
Olivier Rieu.
Okay, that's how I would have pronounced it.
Is 7'9". He came from the heralded IMG Academy down in Bradenton, played for Real Madrid before that. So he's not just a tall guy that they're like, hey, you're tall, you want to play basketball. He's got some skills, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing for Florida. His dad is 6'8", and his mom is 6'1". There's a Chinese professional named Sun Ming Ming, who is also 7'9". So you figure since Olivier is just a freshman, he may be able to grow even further and topple that. 7'9". I mean, Yao Ming was 7'6", and he was a giant.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, dad 6'8", mom 6'1". When you have a mom that tall and a dad who's objectively tall as well, you're destined to be a tower.
Yeah.
And then some quick good news here. A Northern California family's pet donkey ran off 5 years ago and never came back. Now they've found him living with a herd of elk. He seems happy, so they decided to let him live out the rest of his days with the elk. They say it's just nice to know he's okay and that he's living his best life.
At the end of the day, that's all we want for everybody.
Yeah, that is true. Bittersweet.
All right, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.